Now time to look through the window of baseball. We do with Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle for Truitt and White, the professional builder's choice, and, of course, Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, how are you on this Saturday?
Very well, Marty. Thanks.
Yeah, this is one of those days, you know, one of those lazy Cactus League days. But you're going to see two teams today. The Seattle Mariners, Bruce, this team, I just talked to Rick Riz, their broadcaster, talked to a couple other people. They expect them to be back maybe in the pennant race and maybe a World Series team.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk that way. You know, they had they really had the best pitching in the American League last year statistically and, you know, really any other measure with Felix and Iwakuma leading the way. Now they've got this kid, Taiwan Walker, who's the talk of spring, who's just been looking very unhittable. And you know, everything about his past suggests that he's going to be right there, too. And, you know, they get Nelson Cruz in there to go with Robinson Cano and Seager. You know, if they get a good year out of Morrison and some of the other guys, Ackley, I mean, that's definitely going to be a team to be reckoned with. I'm working on some American League previews for the Chronicle, and I picked them to win it. It just seems like their time.
Yeah, take a look at the one that I'm, of course, interested in, the University of Florida kid, and that's Mike Zunino. And he's caught more innings down here than anybody in the Cactus League. And I think he's got four or five home runs, and he hits seventh on the team. And this Ackley is interesting out of North Carolina. They always thought, you know, top of the order, 200-hit guy, but he's now hitting eighth, but he plays in the outfield. And he's due. He could be like an Alex Gordon. You know, all of a sudden it could happen for him.
Yeah, I really liked him coming out of college, watching him in the College World Series. A really solid line drive hitter. There probably was a little too much pressure on him. You know, they expect him to be a number three hitter in the bigs and fulfill all that responsibility. But down in the order, you know, with guys like Cano and Cruz ahead of him, he's got to have a little bit lighter burden. And so he's, you know, that once again, this team is poised and ready to strike.
Yeah, Fernando Rodney is the closer, so get ready for that. Get ready for the arrow
he's
shot.
He's almost 40 now as he shoots those imaginary arrows into the air. But they've got so much pitching. I think they could even survive, you know, him, you know, losing a little bit of stuff. I think they could survive that.
Yeah, maybe so. Hey, on the Giants side, Heston last night pitched very well against the Dodgers. I don't know if you caught any of the game, but it was a Dodger lineup that was out there, and I thought he showed something last night, kept the ball down. I thought he pitched pretty well.
Yeah, I was really involved in the NC2As last night, watching those four games and on tape and everything else. I did tape the Giants. I'm hoping to get a look at Heston today, but the reports are pretty good. It's interesting to hear that he's still in the mix and kind of ahead of, you know, most of the younger guys right now in terms of immediate, you know, being able to help the team at some point.
Yeah, no question. If anything happened where Vogelsong Petit couldn't get it done, this guy is the next guy up. That was cemented last night, I think, is what happened with him. I'll tell you another one. And, Bruce, you know, you and I sat here watching Susak and Sanchez and this debate of who's who. Every time Andrew Susak comes on a major league field, this guy does something. And Hector Sanchez is swinging away and this and that and Patton Lincecum on the back. But I'm telling you, there's something about Andrew Susak, Bruce. I'm telling you, this guy gets it done.
Well, there really is. I mean, this is a guy that would show up in the playoffs, come off the bench on a cold night, and boom, you know, base hit the center. I mean, he's ready. He's ready to play in the bigs. I have nothing against Sanchez. He's got a big heart. He's improved as a catcher. He's a pretty good hitter. But, Susak is the future of this team. He's the future as the backup catcher. And he was probably as the catcher permanently when they move Posey in a couple of years. So I think I'd like to see him make the team right now. They're going to keep two catchers. And I think Susak's making a move that it might be hard for him to keep him off the team.
Yeah, I tell you honestly, I think he's a better hitter than Hector Sanchez.
He might be.
And I don't know. You know, plus you got to catch. You know, catch in the big leagues, got to call a game. You know, there's a lot to it. And Sanchez seems like he's been working hard at that. But I watch the Susak play, and I just watch him. The other thing is, you know, and I don't know if you looked at the schedule, but they're going to face a ton of right-handed pitching. You know, the first few weeks, De La Rosa, if he's healthy when Colorado plays, maybe Matzek is a lefty there, Kershaw, maybe Brett Anderson. Other than that, everybody else is a righty, and the Giants are loaded with left-handed hitters. And listen to Bobby Evans. Sounds like Aoki is going to be the leadoff hitter, and Pagan's going to hit third. They've got a ton of left-handed hitting coming up early in the game.
Yeah, well, that's good. I think given all those right-handers especially, and just in basic common sense, I think you have to see what Aoki can do in the leadoff spot. You have to find out. And that's probably going to help him. You know, on the flip side, all those right-handers, maybe it hurts the cause of a Justin Maxwell, a right-hand hitter who's trying to make the team as an outfielder and really has a lot of tools. But, you know, you could imagine maybe right off the bat he could get a little overmatched and it would hurt his cause. But, you know, in terms of the lineup, which is what people really care about, that's going to be interesting. And just to have that left-handed hitting in general, Belt and Crawford against the right-handers. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it may help him get off to a better start than people think, even with the pitching being a little older. And I just realized that as I look through the first month, and there are not many lefties will go against the Giants. The other thing I thought about, just to touch base with you quickly, I like doing a little strategy with you. You know, when you face all these righties and you got a whole left-hand hitting lineup, you're going to see a lot of lefty relievers late in the game. And maybe that's where a Susak, if they'd ever keep him up here, or a Maxwell, mm-hmm. or a Duffy, helps you off the bench more than an Adrianza or an Arias.
Well, there's no doubt, especially if you need a big hit or an extra base hit. They've only got five guys on the bench, again, with the 12-man pitching staff. I've never thought five is enough for a really complicated late-inning National League game, but this is what they have. And, if you're down to Duffy and Adrianza, maybe, you just – that may not be enough in terms of the kind of right-handed bat you want to bring off the bench. So, Susak and Maxwell both, I would like to see on the team because they just – they can give you that pop, you know. Maxwell has unbelievable power. I remember him hitting some homers in Houston going, who is this guy?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's got a lot to work on with his swing, but I think he could get there. He's a great athlete.
All right. Hey, I appreciate having you on today and enjoy. What, you got basketball today?
Yeah, well, basketball and more basketball. But I do want to catch these Giants games. It's so rare to see them on TV from down there. It's a real treat. And when they're playing the Dodgers, play the Dodgers tomorrow, I think.
Dodgers tomorrow, Matt Cain. But I want to see the Seattle team, and we're going to have a guy on next, and that is Rick Riz of the Mariners, who is very, very happy these days. So I think we're going to get a good report. And tomorrow, Bruce, I want to talk to you about Nick Peters as well.
Absolutely. It'd be a pleasure. Thanks, Marty.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. Have a good afternoon. All right. More coming up right here on KMBR 680, the Sports Leader.